The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we learnt recently that one of Ireland's great family businesses, Fawcett Circus, is in financial trouble and facing potential collapse. Well, my next guests know a thing or two about the challenges that circuses face. Mikey and Tara Gerbola didn't threaten to run away with the circus. They were already there. Mikey cut his teeth as a child clown with Fawcett Circus, his family's business, while Tara's family ran McFadden's Travelling Roadshow. Together, they started Circus Gerbola, the focus of a film at the Go Gaffa Documentary Film Festival in in County Meath this weekend. The film is called Dreams of a Clown and is told from the perspective of Tara and Mikey's 8-year-old son Blake, who wants to follow in his father's big shoes and become a circus clown. Here's a clip where young Blake explains why he thinks the circus is an important place.
And seeing the people, the smiles on their face, to make them happy. Because if they be happy, and the government is unhappy and all the people are happy, otherwise there would just be a big bunch of war. So if he be's happy with everybody, then that means the earth is happy. And when they go to sleep, especially the children, when they go to sleep, they have nice dreams.
And that was the voice of 8-year-old Blake Gerbola, now aged 10, from the film Dreams of a Clown, showing as part of the Go Gaffa Documentary Film Festival in Kells in County Meath this weekend. And I'm delighted now to be joined by Blake and by Mam Tara and Daddy Mikey. You're all very welcome into studio this morning.
Good morning.
And just a little bit, first of all, Mikey, we've had news, bad news, I suppose, for a circus you know well, Fawcett Circus, in recent times. Are these tough times for circuses?
They are and they're not. Like, the attendance is there. It's just at the moment people just don't seem to have that extra money to go to circuses, you know. It's not that they don't want to. But, it's a very sad situation. It actually hits us all, you know, because even though we're not all related as to such, but when people own circuses and run circuses, they're all very united, and, like, it's a big blow, big, massive blow to the whole, you know, entertainment business in Ireland.
So in other words, when people hear that Fawcett's are in trouble, they automatically presume that other circuses are in the same sort of predicament.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, for us as circus people, and not just the circus people, the funfair people, any show people in Ireland, it's a big blow for them, you know, because they've been around so long. It's like, you know, a member of the family dying.
Sure, you know? Sure. Yeah, what about your own circus? How's that been doing?
It's not too bad, thank God. This year has been not great, but we're still here.
Mm-hmm. And how many circuses, on average, would you have a week? How many shows?
How many shows a week?
It depends. It varies. But obviously, we're around the Dublin city at the moment. And so our shows, they vary, you know, with holidays and all of that. But on average, we'd have 8 performances a week. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you also have something in common, as I said. You're all clowns, if you don't mind me saying so. This is where Blake got the inspiration from. You want to be a clown, don't you, Blake?
I guess so.
You do? you're convinced that that might be the way to go as an adult, that when you leave school, you become a clown?
Maybe.
Yeah, and that's because of the influence of you, Mikey, perhaps.
Well, it's not my influence. It's just that he would see, when I was a child, I'd just see my father every day getting ready, and then one day he'd go and he'd ask him, well, would you put the makeup on me, Dad, you know? And eventually that's how it started. And then I started full-time when I was 8 years old, you know?
As a clown?
As a clown, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going on 40 years now. So.
That you've been a clown?
Yeah.
And what particular skills do you need to be a clown, Mikey?
Oh, that's a tough one. For me, it's hard to say, because when you're young and you start clowning, you don't have any idea, you know, you don't have any life experience. I think the most important thing for clowning is life experience. You have to have known hard times, known good times, known love, pain, all that, you know.
It all contributes.
Yeah, of course it does. It's like emotions, you know. It's when you're looking at a child and they're looking at you, you can kind of read them and know what will make them happy or make them laugh. You
Whether
know?
It's a frown or a smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, clowns don't talk, do they?
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, do they?
Sometimes too much.
All right. Now, what about you, Tara? Because you also have been a clown in your day.
I have. I suppose, like anybody in the circus trade, we all go through the ranks, so to speak, and you find your forte that way, I suppose. In Mikey's case, it was clowning, and in my case, it was aerial work, trapeze
yeah. artist, yeah. And you are a trapeze artist.
I am, although I'm not practicing or performing, and haven't done so for the last number of years, with three children, I suppose, and running
that's
a business.
Your excuse. That's
yes. And of course, you're on the road with the circus. So how do you sort out Blake in school?
We have a fantastic system, although it is in jeopardy at the moment. Whereby the government, we whatever area part of the country we're in, I will phone a centre, and it's called the Circus and Fairground Support Scheme, and a teacher will come out from that area, and they will tuition the boys for 2 hours, three times a week, and they have what's known as a blue folder. So when we conclude our season at the end of the year, they'll go back into the mainstream school, and a record of all their work has been done. But, you know, as the situation is, I suppose, with everything these days, there is serious cutbacks with that. And the teachers have been dramatically reduced. There was 50 odd teachers taking part in the scheme, and now it's been reduced to 22, which puts ourselves in a position whereby, for example, if there's two circuses in the area, that teacher can only accommodate one family. Mm-hmm. It's not ideal.
It makes life more difficult.
It is, and it's a bit of, you know, it's more pressure for me. As you know, any child will do anything for anybody else, but they won't for their mammy. And yes. The schoolwork, is part of everyday life for us, you know. So so it's just an added pressure on me to get the work done, you know.
And Blake, can I ask you, do you like travelling around the country?
Yeah, it's really fun, I think.
And what is it? What's the fun of it?
Because you get to go to all these other places and new experiences. And because, like, you travel around all the big cities, and I really like the big cities because there's all the interesting stuff in it.
Yes, and you don't miss school then, do you?
Only sometimes, like...
Mm-hmm. He misses his friends.
I'm sure he does, yeah, because being on the road all the time, he'll be away from his friends.
He does, he misses his friends, and the social aspect, obviously, of what goes with that.
Yeah.
But we're back to school on Monday, and looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Their younger sister, Isabella, will be starting Montessori as well. So that's a new one for us.
an interesting
life. It will be very interesting.
Interesting life you lead. Are you happy now that Blake would pursue a career in the circus?
I would be delighted if the three of them did. But, it's tough, and you have to really... want it, you know. I mean, for me, my decision was very clear cut from when I was a very young age. I always knew I wanted to be in the circus, and that's what I knew I was going to do. And I suppose in one way that you know, I was very fortunate to know that from a very early age, and then be able to pursue it. But I'd be happy as long as they're happy, like any parent would be, I'm sure, as long as they're happy. And the circus will be there for them, hopefully.
Yes, please God. And tell us about life on the road, and the number of people employed, and the animals that you keep as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it varies. You know, we have sort of core staff, and then we hire in acts, from abroad and stuff. And it's a seasonal business, obviously. It's we operate from February, and we finish actually this Sunday. So we're looking forward to the break. So,
So you have to make your living throughout that period then?
Well, I mean, we spend the winter months, I suppose, it's a lot of preparation goes in for the next season there. Mm-hmm. There would be a lot of preparation with sites and a different routine for us, you know, a different routine with the children insofar as, you know, they're in a different routine going back to school, and they're going to football or whatever it is, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time to take a break from it, really. And it sort of gears you up for the next season ahead, you know, and to try and improve on the previous season.
What you've done in the previous season.
Exactly.
And the animals you keep then, Mikey, what animals do you keep?
We have horses, ponies, and a big camel.
I see.
That's our own animals, but then we do sometimes hire in animals. Like this year, we have performing cats and dog. I know.
Yeah. I'd love to see a performing cat.
People don't believe it, actually. You know, they like people have cats at home, and they say, everyone goes out to the show, how do you get your cat to do that? You know, all it is they, you find their favourite treat, and they'll do it for it.
I see. Okay, it works all the time. It's like with young children as well. And are there many family circuses on the road?
There is. In Ireland, there is. I think 5 circuses now at the moment. We, I suppose, as a group going to different towns and different cities and stuff, you know, we bring a lot to the area. You know, we have to buy diesel, we have to shop, we have to buy hay, we have to, spend in that way, obviously, for necessity. And you know, that's the way it works with us. And we are a family, and we have the things that most people would do. It's just that we do it on a weekly basis. You know?
During the season. Yeah, where do you sleep, by the way?
Well, it's all very... We have modern trailers now these days, but they're all equipped with everything, dishwashers, washing machines, it's all of that, you know. So everybody live in structures like that, trailers. That's... It's the only possible way, really. It's the only feasible way.
Sure.
Of doing this, because it is an on-site job. It's on site. You have to be on site.
I have to be there for it. And Mikey, as I said, you've been 40 years a clown.
Just about.
Yeah, and you have the attributes that you need for it. Obviously, you feel.
I think yes. As I've gotten older and older, I've felt I've grown into it more. Do you know? Some people are natural clowns. Other people aren't. Some people have to work hard at it. Some people don't. I just grew into it, you know.
And that is, you haven't gone for the trapeze route like Tara.
No, definitely not.
I suppose, you know, there are many disciplines in the circus and, my niche was always trapeze and stuff like that. And Mikey's is that, some people just love being the ringmaster, for example, or, presenting animals or whatever. But either way, it's hard. It's a lot of dedication and hard work that comes with that, no matter what discipline you do.
And how dangerous is the trapeze? I presume you have a safety net.
No. I mean, I'm sort of, I would retired, you know, I could never see myself going, taking back that role again. Mm-hmm. In my day, I suppose, we would practice for long hours and have to and change our acts as well. Mm-hmm. So, it's a lot of hard work goes into that.
Yes, we can hear now a little bit more of the documentary. And in this piece that you're going to hear, young Blake is outlining the family's dream.
Our family, our dream has come true to make this circus really, really big. At the start of the thing, I'm like dressed up as something, I don't know what it could be. And I step out of curtains like this. Circus Jerboa. This is Circus Jerboa, the greatest show on earth. No, the greatest show in Ireland. Circus Jerboa.
Blake, enjoying it all. And Blake, what is it? What do you like most about the circus?
When my dad performs.
Yes.
Because he's really funny.
Is he?
Yeah, and he makes me laugh.
And he makes the audience laugh as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you think you could be as good as your daddy at being a clown?
No.
No.
Because he's like the best of the best.
I see, I see. Oh, yeah. So, saying all the right things this morning.
Isn't he just? Yeah.
Yeah. And are you, do you actually do any clown work at the moment?
Not at the moment, but last year I did.
I see.
You've done a little bit.
And why not?
An introduction.
An introduction to it. And you have to get all the face paint on?
No, I used a mask instead of what I had.
I see. And a costume.
And a costume.
Yeah. Yeah, what colour is the costume?
It's like white and black it's just white, and then there's two white, what are they called?
Pom-poms.
Pom-poms
at the front, right.
And it has a hat, a black hat with two white pom-poms and yes. then like a golden mask.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Mikey, I know this is slightly off-beam, but would you be able to give us your clown impersonation for the next 10 or 15 seconds?
Without makeup, I doubt that very much.
not really, because we're not like a comedian or that type of thing. It's all kind of physical, and you have the ringmaster or the other clown that you're bouncing off each other, you know?
It works in that setting.
It works in that setting, yeah. And your physical appearance, like I could do something, but then people aren't going to be able to see it, you know?
And you said you started at 8 and you're 48 now. Could you see yourself being doing this at 58, 68? Or will you retire at some stage?
In circus, there's no such thing as retirement.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially for a clown. Mm. I mean, aerialists, wire walkers, all those disciplines, artists, they come to a stage where they have to retire because, you know, it's physical work. But sure. For a clown, for a ringmaster, you know, they can go on, you know. I don't think either of us would ever retire. Definitely and not. It's not in us.
No. And have you ever had any accidents in the circus?
Thank God, no. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard work keeping all that right as well, you know.
Sure.
There's so many facets.
Well, listen, good luck with it. Just to remind listeners that the film Dreams of a Clown is told from the perspective of Tara and Mikey's 8-year-old son, Blake, who wants to follow in his father's big shoes. We've heard all about that this morning, and become a circus clown. And the film is shown as part of the Gaffa Documentary Film Festival in Kells County Meath this weekend. You can see gaffa.com for their full programme of award-winning international and Irish documentary films on thought-provoking subjects. And just to spell it out, gaffa.com is G-U-T-H-G-A-F-A. And you can catch Circus Gerbola at Clare Hall beside O'Toole's GAA grounds on the Malahide Road in Dublin for shows at 2 and 5 on Saturday and Sunday this week. Visit circusgerbola.ie for full details. So this weekend
is your last hurrah
for 2014.
That's it, our last show.
And you sort of, is there a bit of relief then that you've sort of you get through another season?
There is, and there's a lot of, I suppose, sadness as well, because, you know, people go home and you've built friendships and all of that. So it's a sad one also. But yeah, I mean, of course, it's great to get another season down and to continue to try and improve for the
next
season.
And there's the plus of being in one base for a few months at least anyway.
There is. And that's very enjoyable.
Well, listen, thanks a million for coming in. Tara, pleasure. Mikey and Blake Gerbola. And good luck with your final shows this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Continued success on the road as a circus.
Thank you.
Back in a moment with some music.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.